America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What's up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We are indeed live today. It is Friday. And one of my favorite days of the week, not because, you know, I'm working a day job, but just a good day for me. Like, Friday is always one of those days. I generally find myself traveling most Fridays, and I'm super excited. Have you guys seen this? Deion Cole has a new house track out in the streets. Deion Cole has a house site, house music track. It's called something about freaks. Let me look it up. It's about freaks. So shout out to Deion Cole. He has some music on the street. And that's kind of becoming a thing for guys nowadays. Are y'all familiar with Southern Soul? Southern Soul is the blues. Right. And there's a lot of young people that are leaning into the blues music, and it's got a new name, new moniker. It's called Southern Soul. And people are really loving this stuff. Cedric Wilson is in the building. Victor Marshall, I see you. What's up, Mr. Ishmael Jack is in the building. Granny Wilders, I see you. Candy Kids TV, mad love, mad respect. My man Victor Marshall is coming to us from Wyoming today. Thank you for joining into the show, bro. Always a pleasure to see you. And Where the Freaks At is the name of the song. Deion Cole, Where the Freaks At. Thank you, Victor. So here goes what's happening in my life. So I've talked to you guys about my mother-in-law before. So my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, is dealing with some form of dementia of sorts, right? So she's a bit of a kleptomaniac. Like, she takes stuff around the house and hoards it in our room, our little room upstairs. And up until now, I had not been a victim. She got my daughter. She got my wife. She got all kind of shit in this room. I have a little case that I keep my watches in. So apparently the lady loves watches. I looked this morning and it's one watch in my case. I got like six watches. She done took my watch. I said, Miss Karen, have you seen my watch? I ain't seen nothing. Miss Karen got my goddamn watch, man. She getting on my nerves. I don't like it. All right, time for the show. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Joining me today is all of my favorites. All of my favorites are coming in, and the favorite of all the favorites. Welcome to the show, One Act Drama. What's up, Drama?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Sunny Face?
Oh wait, that might be echoing.
Is it?
Am I echoing?
Maybe a little bit. Yes.
Wait. Let me go out and come back.
All right, go out, come back. All right, One Act Drama is having some technical difficulty. My man, the man of myth, the legend himself, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. 1906. Welcome to the show, Hollywood Hopgood. What's up, Hopgood?
Good morning, Rodney.
Why did you choose Alpha?
Man, I was shaped in Alpha. I mean, you know,
but you were a young man. You pledged undergrad. I'm assuming you pledged undergrad.
Yeah, my advisors pushed me. It was a shaping. You know, it was looked up to, taught me so many things in my life. And I went to the Capitol because another Bush man.
They're saying you're echoing too, Hop. They're saying you're echoing too.
Everybody, let me go back.
Maybe it's your volume on your computer. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know what you're using. Let's see how good is out. Drama is back. How we sounding, D?
I think you're the common denominator.
Is it me?
I think I'm going to eat.
Coco ain't here yet.
Oh.
But why would you be echoing on my? I got headphones. I got, but you ain't. I don't have no audio in here of you. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Yeah, it can't be me.
I don't know.
All right, Shirelle Thomas is coming in. Let's see if she's echoing. Hop Good is coming back. Hop Good, how we sound?
Echo.
Really? Wait. I don't hear it.
Wait a minute. No. Ain't no echo.
I don't hear the echo. You hear Hop Good echoing? Goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen. Coco Fresh in the building. Let's see if she's echoing. Coco, how you sounding today?
Hey.
Echo.
I don't have no echo from Coco. I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all.
Peace.
Says it's me. Cousin says it's you, cuz.
Yeah, you.
I'm not echoing on my end. I don't hear it.
Yeah, I don't hear an echo.
I hear one, two, one, two.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
You're not echoing.
Huh?
You're the only one
that's not echoing.
I fucking sound incredible to me. I know that's you.
I don't know what echo on me. It's just
the delay. Shirelle E. Thomas is in the building. How are you?
Great morning.
Do you hear echo?
Yeah.
Echo.
Okay, let's try this.
I mean, but you're right. Cold.
Is the echo still there right now? Right this second.
Somebody else. You don't have an echo.
Everybody
else.
That's crazy.
I don't hear Rodney.
You don't hear me? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this? How about right now? Right now, heck, check the audio. Checking the audio.
I hear you. But the rest of them are echo.
And I'm echoing for me.
Oh, wow. What the fuck? StreamYard. All right. I just muted Coco Fresh. Everybody else, let me hear your audio.
Great morning. Is somebody volume up?
I'm sorry.
Is somebody else's volume up? Maybe everybody's volume down.
I don't know what the fuck, man. Damn it! All right, let me try to go out and come back in. All right. Leave.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, it's Rodney.
How you gonna host?
All the way live. I wonder if his volume up, but he has
the hottest comedian with the raggedest phone.
I'm not. First of all, my phone ain't raggedy. I'm not on the phone at all. I'm on a motherfucking $700 board, and I'm on the fucking laptop. I should be fine.
I think it's normal.
Now I'm echoing.
No, drama sounds great to me, and so do you.
And she's echoing.
She's not echoing to me. It don't bother me at all. Can the people hear?
If they hear, fine. But everybody echoing on my end.
Except mine too.
Mine too.
Really? That's crazy. So it didn't get any. It got better when I left.
Yeah.
For all of y'all.
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
Do you have somewhere else through your phone or whatever?
On your phone? Let's see. Maybe we can. Let's try to mute that. Mute that. Hello.
Drama.
Hey.
Let me stream my stuff.
Check. How was that?
We still.
Oh, excuse me. Goodness gracious. I heard that loud and clear. Sneeze on the air. All right, let me try this. Cause I've been really working on getting my sound better. And I wonder, is that the problem? All right. Anyway, welcome to the show. All of my favorites in here today. Cocoa Fresh.
Yes.
Cocoa Fresh Comedy and Tarot. How are you, Cocoa?
I'm good. I'm going on this whole vegan journey, really doing it hard.
So what's your diet like right now?
We eat a lot of mushrooms, greens, kidney beans, rice with some fried plantains. That went over good.
Okay. Good flavors.
I did make some crab salad yesterday. But it's going good. Going to the bathroom a lot.
Hilarious. Cracker salad. Hilarious. Granny Wild said, I'm used to this. I do better testing all the time. I did a big test yesterday. So, God dang it. Let me call my tech support. Hold on.
Cocoa, you are so echoing. I wish I knew what you said. Is it good news? It's about your diet. Okay. I need you to just DM me or something.
I tell you what. Come on, tech support.
You want to leave it back?
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's gonna help you. Y'all did that already, right?
Yeah, it's you.
It can't be me.
It's Rodney Perry. I know you got one. I don't got no damn Android.
Okay, can y'all hit it? That sound crazy. I don't sound bad to y'all though.
No, it's making y'all echo.
This is obviously a StreamYard issue. But at the end of the show. Hold on, wait. Nothing wrong with Androids. Trina Pinkert. Nobody want to argue about this shit. Gene says Rodney is not echoing.
We have everything.
Cocoa Fresh, what do you think? What do you predict? Hold on.
Yeah.
Check with Spirit and see if we're going to get this shit together.
Okay. Spirit is a StreamYard. No, it's like three people's phones.
Okay, let's see.
I just muted Coco.
Coco's back. I'm muting Drama. I'm muting Sherelle. Can't unmute, I guess. Okay. And let me mute Hopgood. And you're the only one of you, just me and you, Coco. How do you sound now?
Check. Am I echoing everybody?
I don't hear it at all.
I don't hear it either.
God damn it. You know what? I was just not going to do a show today because I was like, fuck it. I don't feel like it. Oh. And then I'm fucking echoing all over the place. I hate it. Can't get my tech support on the line.
How about everybody leave one more time and then come back in.
All right, guys. Thank you. 187 shows. Okay, everybody's gone. I'm leaving too. Fuck it. All right, party people, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. This is the occupational hazard of doing a show live, is that when shit is crazy, everybody sees it. All right, let's try to bring in my guest today one time, one thing at a time. Let's see. What Jerry said, what the fuck you talking about? All right, unplug your headphones, Rodney. Unplug my headphones. What do they have to do with anything? All right, headphones unplug, plug back. All right, let's try one act drama.
Yes. Nope.
What?
It's echo.
You hear echo on your end.
Yes. I hear echo.
You hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But so
you're fine.
You're on your phone or you're on a computer?
My phone.
You're on your phone. And you're on Wi-Fi.
Probably, yeah.
What does that say? Make sure they only got one StreamYard window open.
Yep.
Why would they have any other than that in more than one? Let's see. Drama is echoing, they say. And open on no YouTube open either, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Wait. Am I echoing? Yep.
All right, Shirelle Thomas is in the building. Are you echoing on your end?
Bless
you. I hear yours a little bit. God damn it. All right. Hollywood Hopgood, are you echoing?
Testing. One, two, three. Don't sound like it. Just a delay.
I don't hear you echoing at all.
Yeah.
All right, get out of here and show some love. The Fresh Terror is in the building.
Check. 1, 2, 2, 2. Still
not going. But there's a bit of a delay. Are you talking about Hopgood? Are you talking about?
Well, Hopgood was a delay. I don't know if I'm echoing.
Yeah, I hear the delay too.
With me.
Goodness gracious. All right, guys. I had some really dope stuff planned for y'all today, but I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. About to get the fuck out. I'm going to have to figure this out.
Do you want me to? I got StreamYard. It's not anything. Because you're rich. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, goodness gracious, man.
I don't see this. Don't give up.
I'm damn near the old lady that stole my watches today. Okay, I took Coco Fresh out, and now I don't hear. It sounds like I'm on a motherfucking radio studio. God damn it. But I don't hear my phone either, which is a problem. Hold on. No, is that Bluetooth? Yes.
Yes, Ms. Perry.
Tech support, what's up, bro?
What's going on, sir?
I'm getting feedback from all my guests.
Okay. And they all, and everything is going through string. So you're trying to run the sound for the show through the board, too?
Yeah, I do that every day.
Okay, so what did you change?
I don't know what the fuck I changed. What did I change? Like, I changed from port one to port two yesterday.
That don't matter.
Everybody say I sound fine.
Yeah, that's what I say. So that don't matter. So
I got my headphones up, so I'm not putting nothing in the air. But each one of them is getting an echo on their end.
Okay.
One out of them, you took an echo.
Hello. Yep.
She's getting echo. Her shit is echoing. Could I be causing her system to echo?
Possibly. If you, what's your microphone setting on your board?
Okay, we did change some of the mic setting yesterday.
No. When I say the mic setting. Not necessarily on the board. I'm sorry. In StreamYard, what is your microphone?
Okay. Let me look at that shit. Hold on. Let me do that. That's a good call. Okay. I'm looking at audio. I got echo cancellation. Maybe I need to hit that back. Cause yeah, I did.
What? Tim, I know you changed the settings, sir.
But that shouldn't. Are you echoing now?
Hello? No, you just elderly, changing stuff. Leave stuff alone.
You shut up. Shut your mouth. Hollywood,
no problem,
Hollywood. Hollywood, how good are you echoing?
No, I am not.
We told you it was you.
It was you. It was Rocky.
It's working.
It was you.
No, so I did make some adjustments yesterday, but I went into the StreamYard YouTube channel. They said I needed to change that to make it sound better, ultimately to make the overall show sound better, but it's causing the echo for you guys on your end when I get rid of the noise cancellation.
Thank you. I'm glad you didn't give up, Rodney. See? Don't give up.
I Lab Love, thank you. That Lab Love's super comedian and tech support for RP Live. All right. That's fucking absurd that I hit one button.
It's your fault.
It really was my fault. So there's a button called Echo Cancellation. And I hit that shit. Reduce mic background noise. Adjust. Okay. I guess that's it. That's everything. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Brown sneaking into the Hopgood gets his beard trimmed every 45 minutes.
Hey, man, I haven't touched it.
Hey, that gray comes in naturally, Hopgood.
Yes, and the reason why it's so tame now is that damn beards those products I told you about to go look
right.
up.
You said to people like my beard is slave nappy,
bro. Listen, my doctor said my hair went bad 5 days after I was born.
But what's bad hair? Like bad hair is only relative to European standards of beauty, am I right?
No, bad hair is when they look at your hair and go, That's Gene, what'd you do with that boy's hair? That's exactly what the doctor said. But this stuff is amazing, man. I feel like cotton on my face, man. That's amazing.
I was like Puerto Rico on my hair when I was a kid. My hair was straight. And even if I put a relaxer in my hair right now, it'll just go straight. What did Jeff Brown say? He said, why Coco Fresh looks like the camp counselor that all the boys got a crush on. You know what?
Jeff got issues.
Jeff is hilarious.
Jeff a freak.
I used to be a camp counselor.
Were you?
For like 3 years. So
get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We are live. You had a chance to watch us work through the whole thing. First of all, welcome to the show, One Act Drummer. Drummer, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Goodness gracious, I couldn't hear y'all echoing at all. Y'all sounded fine to me.
That's fine. You were still the one that was echoing.
You was in denial.
You know what? Y'all gonna leave me alone. Y'all gonna leave me alone. Hop good, Hollywood Hop 06, man. How you feeling today, bro?
Man, I'm a little bit tired. We having our national convention this weekend, so.
What city is it in Dallas?
Yes, sir.
Also, everybody in your backyard?
Everybody.
So do you have to house your brothers, you know what I mean? Do they have to come to live with you?
Nah, these Negroes ain't coming way out here. I live way in Little Ann.
You live far.
Yeah, but they're all at the Anatole, and we've got a two-room suite there with the brothers, so we... You know, some of my big brothers used to touch me. Well, used to counsel me. So
Roland Martin is your frat brother.
Huh?
Roland Martin is your frat brother.
Yeah, I'm going to his VIP party today.
Ooh. Must be nice. So
I had to call your girl for that one.
Some alphas can't get in, some can't.
No, they can't. Some of them can, some of them can't. I had to make a call.
That is some bullshit, man. Y'all got to let everybody in. Shirley Thomas, what's happening on the sexual front out there in them streets?
He said the sexual front.
I think it's beautiful weather for amazing sex. So if I haven't had it outside, get it in outside if you can.
Wait a minute.
I'm the way she said
outside. I ain't no fan of outside. I don't like no sand in my ass. I'm not a fan of outside.
When was the last time you did it outside? Even if it's on the balcony, like even if it's in your backyard,
I'd be scared I'm gonna get carried away and throw ass off the building. but Drama, how do you feel about sand? Are you a sand girl? You like making hot, passionate love on the sand?
If I like the man, we can have sex wherever except for a porta potty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who would even say that? Why would you even inject the porta potty into the conversation?
Because it's people that do strange things and they are busting a nut.
If you fuck around and tip that fucking nasty ass porta potty over, it's a bad day.
Very bad day.
It's a bad day if you go in one. You ain't even got to tip it over.
I mean, people like feces sometimes. All right. Coco Fresh.
Yes.
You and your man seem to be like totally in love. Is the beach an option for you?
Absolutely. We done it on the beach. That ain't nothing.
Like nobody, no, this is the thing about the beach. Them little grains of sand be hard on a man's knees, man.
Some beaches have rocks.
And exactly. You got a towel. You got to position the towel.
You got a towel.
Like big boulder rocks, not like little pebbles, but like.
But you don't want your ass on no rock either.
Hey, don't they have
the ass? Don't never have to touch the rock. I mean, yes. If you 160 or lighter, I can cradle you.
You know what? I'm sick of you, Hop Good, and your motherfucking feels that. You always talk about heaving a bitch. So you take a 160-pound woman and you gonna fucking work out?
Listen, I can stand up 160 to 180 pounds. I can cradle you. I can bring you in and let you go.
But what about 181?
I bench 305. It'll be a challenge on my knees.
You don't want to bench fucking 385 while you fucking.
I tried with my knees in because you got to put your knees. That's your knees, your pelvis. That's everything. That's your core, everything.
What? How are you enjoying the sex when you working out? Because that's a workout.
That's like, a mental thing for me that I can do that shit.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a mental thing.
That's a great question, Uncle Fresh. Like back in my day, that was one of my moves is to scoop somebody up and just to have them thinking they might fall.
But do you bust a nut when you like trying to maneuver?
Oh, I'm going to bust a nut. That's what in America. I'll bust a nut if I'm motherfucking just thinking too hard about the wrong shit.
Do you bust a nut while you got her up or do you lay her down first?
I'm glad you asked that.
That's a good question. That's a great question.
You just hold it.
Yeah, it's really a mental thing because I'm looking at her in the eyes. It's all about everything. It's from the top to the bottom. I'm looking at her while I'm doing it. Because first off, she's like, God damn, this dude is really doing that.
He's scooping me up. Yeah. Especially if she on the high end, the 180.
Right. 200 and you don't do it the whole time. That's a
position. How many pumps you getting in if you're on, right. on the lift up?
I don't know. I'll count next time if I ever get a chance to do that again. I'll count.
So you ain't never bust a nut while she in the air.
Oh, God.
You
got to
lay it down.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, no. You're not laying it down. You're throwing ass down.
Yeah. No, no. We falling down.
But wouldn't it be like you just holding, like, and then busting like that?
You know what? I'm going to try. I need to try that.
Can I just say it's not a turn on hearing y'all two talk about having sex?
Who is y'all two?
Who is y'all?
Y'all two men.
First of all, drama.
Please get her.
Shut up, okay? Shut your piehole. Shut your freaking piehole. We got to listen to all your antics.
And
now, back in the day when we were scooping these ladies up. Let me tell you something. I was a specimen. Let me tell you. Like, I look at these comics, they be fat. I wasn't a fat comic until became a fat comic.
So I got the privilege of knowing Rodney's son. They twins. So I can imagine Rodney. He's probably cold because I'm looking at your son. Y'all twins.
My son. I told this nigga. I said your ass is way too charming to have a woman in your life. This nigga is the most charming human being I seen. This. I'm looking at this nigga. I'm like, nigga, you ain't ready to be no exclusive dude. Somebody had told me this. He's like, Rodney, he's like, Dad, she don't trust me. I'm like, she ain't going to trust you. Because the thing she love about you is the thing she hate about you.
Yeah, you got that wavy Sammy Davis Jr. hair. That's a problem for black men. That's a problem for black men.
All right. New game, guys. I call this absolute facts. I will state the absolute fact, and then you make your argument for or against. Absolute fact. Okay, here we go. Shirelle Thomas, absolute fact.
Go first.
Because
I'm the number one in our heart.
I don't even get the direction. Let's go.
Here we go. Aliens exist. Absolute fact.
What? I
don't know. Aliens exist. That's an absolute fact or not. What's your thought?
Do they exist or not? Yeah, they exist.
Are we alone in the universe?
Yes. Yeah. We have different dimensions. They exist.
You think so?
Sure.
I believe it.
So wait. Hopgood says you believe it. All right, Coco Fresh, you connected to the outer realm. Do aliens exist?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really? We got aliens here on Earth. We got hybrids. We got people here that we think are full people, and they mix with aliens. Some of us have aliens.
So aliens are coming down here smashing folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some, boy. Some of these motherfuckers are out of this world. I will say that.
Yeah.
Drama, what'd you say?
I believe in aliens. We the aliens to somebody.
Right. Right.
How about that? All right, moving on. Absolute fact. One act drama. Burger King is better than McDonald's. Burger King is better than McDonald's. Absolute fact.
First of all, who goes to Burger King?
Just because you don't go to me, nobody going.
I don't go to neither one of them, but I'm definitely not going to Burger King.
First of all, Burger King is fucking incredible. The combination, the tomatoes and the onions and the mayo, that shit makes like a special sauce almost as they meld together.
You know how I know Burger King ain't better? Because it's 15 million more McDonald's than it is Burger King's. And I've seen shut down Burger King's. Where you seen a shut down McDonald's?
You know what? That's a great point because my motherfucking Burger King right down the street be motherfucking sometimes closed. Like, nigga, how the fuck y'all closed? You fucking Burger King, for God's sake. I hop good. Burger King is better than McDonald's. Absolute fact. Yes or no?
That's a yes and a no.
Get to me.
The Burger King, when I was eating beef, that burger does taste better than McDonald's. That flame broiled tastes better.
You like the flame broiled?
The French fries cannot be, they can't touch McDonald's French fries.
The French fries are suspect.
Yeah.
And they cut corners at Burger King. You ever go to Burger King in the morning and you ask for orange juice and they give you that motherfucking high C mixed with orange juice? You be like, nigga, this ain't it.
Orange drink.
I'd be mad, man. And the little lady so friendly, she say, "Hey, Miss Pear, how you doing?" I'm like, "Bitch, you just gave me a fucking orange juice.
A diabetic drink.
Trying to fucking kill me. I don't like the way this shit tastes." Absolute fact, Burger King is better than McDonald's.
Oh.
You?
Fresh, yes.
Yeah, Burger King is way better than McDonald's. Burger King had, when I was eating it, like, it, their burgers melt in your mouth.
Yeah, those burgers are
shit. Again, when they came out with the Impossible Burger, when we find out later that'll kill you, but still.
The devil, you're going to die.
Okay.
Oh, damn, I ate one last week.
Oh, my God.
Hey, the Impossible Burger has got more calories than a regular burger.
But that thing is good. You don't even know.
And Burger King got that motherfucking chocolate pie on the menu. They got a little motherfucking velvety. This motherfucking shit is amazing.
And then they got like the cinnamon swirls.
I like the little cinnamon swirls.
Okay, there go another subject. Who got
the French toast sticks too. Go ahead, Hop Good.
Y'all done gave a whole new subject. Who got the best desserts at a fast food restaurant?
Ooh, that motherfucking new pie at McDonald's. It's like, it's got like a red cherry shit and some white shit in it. It reminds me of a girl I used to eat years ago.
The Little Bucket Parfait at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It was. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, what is that? What is that?
The Little Bucket Parfait at McDonald's. I'm not eating Kentucky Fried Chicken, the lemon one.
First of all, who's eating dessert at motherfucking KFC? Who's going to KFC? They don't even say they eat cooking chicken no more. They took chicken off the menu.
Oh,
I will still go there and get me a parfait.
I saw this thing on TikTok that said the buckets that you get from KFC, if you save the bucket, did y'all know that y'all could get like unlimited? Like they could refill the bucket.
I've never heard that in my life.
I heard that.
I saw it, but they said it's not true. And like, people go in and they be like, no.
I've never heard that in my
government. Get your ass out of here talking about a free bucket.
Think about that, though. People talking them dirty buckets back. I want you to be killed in there.
Hey, I'll bring a trash can in that motherfucker.
Paint a trash can red and white. Excuse me.
That is funny. All right. Great fun. Absolute fact. Coco Fresh, I'll take Chick-fil-A service over Popeye's flavor.
Ooh.
I'll take Chick-fil-A service over Popeye's flavor.
Mm-mm. Nah, you could cuss me out at Popeye's.
You can say
here, bitch, here. You can say that. I'll take it.
Wait a minute. The chicken.
Go on, bitch, go on.
No, get out of the drive-thru, bitch. Pull up in front. I'm going to take 30 minutes to bring it out, bitch.
Exactly.
Okay.
But my first job was at Chick-fil-A. That was one of my first jobs, so that's where I
learned. What was it like working at with the customer service? Because that's part of the business.
First of all, they're very Christian-based. So, you know, that they come in. You come in.
Yeah, pray before every shift.
Jesus Christ. Just about, yeah, I think we did pray before the shit. But this is the thing, I didn't get fired because I was messing up. They just took me off the schedule. They don't even be like you can't come back. They just take you off. That's
they care about you.
Well, you can still go back. Your job is still there. You're still on the foot.
It's still there.
One act drama.
Care about your mental health. That's you.
One act drama. I'll take Chick-fil-A service over Popeye's flavor. Absolute fact.
Popeye's got that chicken sandwich with that pickle and you get you a strawberry soda. And them seasoned fries.
Wow.
I'm going to take Popeye's.
You're going to take Popeye's flavor over Chick-fil-A?
Pull up in the drive-thru, they just say, yeah.
All right, Shirley Thomas. Strawberry is a nigger flavor. Absolute fact.
He put a hard girl on there too, didn't he?
No. Strawberry is a nigger flavor.
Oh, that girl.
Not strawberry.
You don't think strawberry? Strawberry only is available in the hood.
You say strawberry.
Like what?
Oh, any restaurant. If you're in a restaurant that's got a strawberry beverage, that motherfucker is located in the depths of the hood.
No. Lemonade? Strawberry lemonade?
No, no, not strawberry lemonade. Strawberry.
Oh, just strawberry pop. Okay. That's a different story. That's accurate.
And if you got a pop, you're in Chicago. If you got a strawberry pop, you're in Chicago.
Yeah. Strawberry soda. Yeah. Strawberry pop. You're right.
Hop good. Strawberry pop, you're in the depths of the hood. You are in the niggerest of nigger areas.
You are on the corner of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Avenue in the hood with a strawberry.
All right, we all grown ass people on the panel today. Hopgood, here we go. Old women are older than old men.
No.
Some of these older women are looking kind of good. So we age bad.
What's your top age at 180 you taking down?
I'm 53.
You 53. So would a 60-year-old woman have a chance with you?
In hell. No.
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 A fit 60-year-old, no?
A fit 60-year-old, no.
Really?
What's her fit and
my fit's different.
What's the oldest?
You wouldn't date nobody older than you.
I've dated somebody older than me. You know that.
I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
How the fuck?
Think about it.
I don't know how old that person is that you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Remember Sherry.
I know you're talking about Sherry. I don't know exactly how old she is.
Yeah, she's a couple years older than me. I mean, probably 50, 55.
Tops.
That's not older than you. That is
older than me. How dare you?
Same thing.
How dare you?
53 and 55 is two vastly different ages.
Hey, man, I saw a 55-year-old yesterday that I want to give a walk or two. So, listen, everybody's 55 and everybody's 55.
Black drama. Old women are older than old men.
Reproductively, yes. But everything else, who take care? We be taking care of y'all when y'all get old. It don't typically be.
No, that's married men. That's married. But just a fit nigga on the street.
I like older men, so you keep them little young folks away from me. 45.
What's your top? What top age?
Depend on what it look like. I say 55, but if 60 looks amazing, I'll 60. Take a 50. Yes.
Are you serious? How old are you? You right at 40, right?
Yes, 40.
So you talking about 15 fucking years? Are you crazy?
If he looks amazing, absolutely. Because there, I've seen some.
Look, Shirelle Thomas and her, and she did with a 15-year-old, a guy 15 years her senior, he's going to be old and his penis may or may not work.
I like them older, but that's why you have to do your due diligence because the pickings are slim if they're older that their penis still works. But I like them older. Give me at least, I'm 39, so give me at least 7 to 10 years older than me.
Really?
Yeah, as long as the D still works. But you'll be shocked because some young guys, they struggle with erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't believe in premature ejaculation. I was like, look, if it coming, it coming.
It skips her, sir.
You better move. You better duck.
That's how old. That's old. If it's coming, it's coming. That's
how
old man.
Hey, the older I get, the less I'm trying to even hold it back. I'm like, go ahead, fellas, get in there.
Look, he be patting on his leg. Make sure you get it all out.
How you gonna have an attitude? How you gonna have an attitude in bed? Talking about if it comes, it's coming.
Like, I'm trying to hold it back. When I was a young man, I would have a fucking aneurysm trying to hold back a cum. Coco Fresh. Yeah. Old women are older than old men.
No, they're not. Old women are fun, fertile, and wet ready.
Old women are never fun. Old bitches ain't no fun.
Okay, well,
and wet. How dare you lie?
We are wet. Yes, we are.
Who wet?
women where?
The old one, old bitches be in the Sahara Desert.
It's your fault. They in the
Wait a minute. When you have sex, we'll be like LeBron James.
Hey, it's Shirley Thomas. Am I right? I'm making a sweeping judgment.
Technically, when a woman goes through menopause, it causes her fluids to dry up. But I can say from experience, the older I got, the wetter I got.
Like, exactly.
But you fucking 39, you're still young.
Yeah, you still young.
But
still
compared tender. To me at 23, I get wetter now than I did.
Yeah, but you still a tender though.
You get WAP now.
Don't ever say WAP again.
Well, we got. Well, you know what though? We got We got little creams and juices that can. We good.
And I also think that knowledge is key too, because now we have foods that help. Watermelon. I think that's why I improved. The more water you drink, there's natural ways. But I don't think we were educated back then. So studies are based upon.
Are guys performing more oral now? You think that is that helping?
Older guys don't really. Y'all
that's a lie. That's a lie.
Younger guys are more. You
eating that more on the first date?
How you think my beard looks so amazing?
How do we get out of this show? Absolute fact, ladies and gentlemen, absolute fact. Watermelon tastes better when whites are watching. Watermelon tastes better when whites are watching. Shirley Thomas, you just talked about your watermelon exploit.
Yes.
I love watermelon. I don't care who watching. It's going to be good.
It's fucking wonderful, right? Yeah. And watermelon is low-key aphrodisiac, and it'll put lead in your pencil. One-act drama. Damn. Watermelon tastes better when whites are watching.
I'm gonna eat it. I don't care who watching. Cat, rat, dog, white, black,
Chinese.
I'm gonna eat it.
You eat a big ass wedge of watermelon in front of your white friend?
A whole nigga apple. I sure will.
What you call a nigga apple? You call it a nigga apple. Oh god, who are you, man? What's wrong with you? What I do? Oh my god.
they'll definitely not put us on a Black History program today.
in the building, Ava Jackson is my classmate. Went to high school together, and she pops in all the time. Man, love, man, respect, Miss Avis Jackson. Okay, this is for Avis. Avis and Willie been together for years. They were in high school sweethearts. If you meet your love in high school, what's your odds of staying together? I'm just asking y'all in general, what's your thoughts? One night drama.
I ain't gonna. It seems like them high school people be lasting. The ones that start dating in like 9th or 10th grade. Everybody I know from school that was dating, like, they still married. All of them.
And they got married young. Too.
Yes, they got married right after high school, and I don't know a single one of those couples that's not together.
Yeah, shouts out to LaTrishelle and Mike Chisley. They've been together ever since, and they really get on my nerves because they so fucking in love. And
you know why? Because they don't know it's something better out here.
That's what it is. They don't have Coco Fresh. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you.
Yes.
What percentage of high school sweethearts make it? What's your thoughts?
Percentage of high school sweethearts, I'd probably say like in the 70s.
You think?
Yeah. Yep. My I don't know if it counts, like my parents were together since they were 12 and 13 years old.
Damn. Get out of here.
Yep. So, and then like my older sister, she still got a thing going on with her high school sweetheart. They didn't get married. It's something about the high school sweetheart thing that I don't know.
Is it because he may or may not have been her first?
Well, he was her first. She said that's all she know.
Yeah, see, that's all you know. You don't know to look for anything different. That's it.
Don't you still want, like, yearn for like the unknown?
He said yearn.
I don't think you would, because what you know is all you know. So you only want the unknown when you done had a second. Like, yeah. When you only had one, you don't know that this ain't it.
Now, my high school sweetheart, Hold on.
Go ahead, Coco Fresh.
Because my high school sweetheart, he had a small penis, and I didn't know. I just thought it was something wrong with me.
He was doing his thing, though.
Huh?
He was doing his thing. You didn't know. You didn't know it no better.
I didn't know, but I didn't enjoy it. I was just like, okay, why is everybody all crazy about
He didn't
it?
Hurt you either.
No, he didn't. But it was
in
just
more ways
like,
than one.
What are we doing? So what about, what? And then when I tried somebody else, I was like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like.
And see, they don't get that revelation when they get married at the high school. They don't know.
Avis say, get out of my business, Rodney Perry. Actually, we only dated after high school, and he was my first. But he putting it down for 30 years later. I way to go, Mr. Right. Willie. Still destroying Wood the vagina.
My high school sweetheart probably watching this. I'm sorry. But
I'm saying you showed it out him.
You did throw his penis under the bus.
Well.
All right. Absolute fact, Shirely Thomas, alien. Did I already say that? I said that. No. Oh, here's the question. We've never been to the moon.
Ooh. Why are you hitting me with these histories? Never been to the moon. Look, I don't trust the government, so I'm going to say no. Like, they always fabricate.
What is Shirely Thomas? Wait, if we had been to the fucking moon, we would be back. We'd be living on the moon by now.
Yeah. It's enough.
And you look at the technology from the 70s and we fucking went to the moon then and ain't been back? Get the fuck out of here.
You know how I know they lying? Because it was white folks. And white folks take over everything when they get to it. Ain't no way they wouldn't have done took over the moon by now.
Or they saw some shit up there that they don't want to see again.
They probably brought back the first alien.
How the fuck we go to the moon and take back off and come back?
Right.
Hollywood Hopgood.
How we go to the moon and then they can't even fix the back piece of that Cadillac where you see a Cadillac and that piece is missing. That's what I want
to
know.
You can't get the Cadillac right and we took the whole spaceship to
the moon. It's bullshit.
All right. Coco Fresh, we've been to the moon, yes or no?
No, we've been to the moon. We can't even leave Earth. They got a whole sphere. We can't even leave out the atmosphere.
Right.
And the Earth is flat.
Hold on. Stop right there, Coco Fresh. How the fuck is the Earth flat?
It's flat.
What is Kyrie Earth?
Yeah, how do you explain? What's up with gravity? If the Earth ain't flat and gravity can, I don't even think gravity exists. Because why is it that I can stay down, but damn it, my car ain't smushed? And why ain't the water falling out the bottom of the Earth if gravity exists? Help me understand.
Coco Fresh, what the fuck are you talking about?
The Earth is flat.
Come on, Kanye. Give it to me. Come on, Kyrie. I don't know. Is Coco making a good point? The Earth couldn't. What is it? A cube?
It's a dome.
Oh, you said there's no bottom.
Yeah, I'm saying like it's flat and it's a dome.
Oh, okay.
So it's that's still round up. You saying it's a semicircle? It's a half. It's a crescent moon.
The Earth is flat, and the atmosphere is a dome over the atmosphere. That's what I'm saying. It's a dome to what we can't.
She's talking about like one of those.
But we've seen other planets. We can see other planets though, over, and they're all round. Why would the fuck our planet not be round?
They tell us.
I'll just say
all we know is what they tell us.
Coco, when okay. I wake up and walk.
Has anybody ever looked through a fucking telescope?
What if that's a shadow underneath?
Right.
What if they're flat too and we're looking at a shadow?
Right. That's what I'm talking about, Andromeda. Ask the questions.
Your name literally means space and time or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't care about none of it, honestly. I care about where I'm at and where I'm the air I breathe.
Exactly.
How thick is the Earth if it's flat?
I believe we already dead. I think this is purgatory.
We are in purgatory.
Yeah, and I think the ocean is really space. Ain't nobody going way down deep into the ocean.
That's why you can't breathe down there. Die.
Hey, I tell you what. I've been watching Shark Week, and you don't want to fuck around. We know more about space than we know about the ocean.
It's it's a lot more species of animals in the ocean that we haven't even discovered yet. They still finding new shit in the ocean.
Speaking of them animals, you saw them sharks washed up in Australia? Like no, 77 sharks kind of just was like, fuck it, we out, and came on land.
Really?
They can tell you, they can tell you everything about space, but they can't tell you nothing about the ocean.
Can't tell you why the sharks are limited about the ocean. They can tell you about the planet.
I will give you this, Coco Fresh, because you make a great point. I will give you this. I don't think the world is flat, but I do subscribe to the idea that that the continents are out of proportion. You know, the maps they've given us, the equator, all that stuff is like out of proportion, because they go out of their way to make Africa look smaller than it is. And Africa is really fucking huge. Like, the United States of America is not that big. It's not as big as... And fucking Europe ain't shit. Europe is fucking the size of Chicago. All of Europe is the size of the state of Illinois.
Wow.
They say the U.S. fit in Africa, I think, 3 times.
Mm. Yeah. Africa is huge. Africa is the Pangea. Africa is where everything started.
Do you believe in Pangea, that we was all mashed together?
I think it was one big landmass, yes. And there was an event that caused the landmass to separate, but yeah. I mean, if you look at it like a puzzle that disjointed.
Oh, no, I believe it, because I'm like, the stuff that's happening now, the way you, there's no way to have a tsunami and shit not move around. You just took a whole bunch of water and smacked it on land. You think that land didn't move when you did that?
Ava Jackson said, Africa is the Garden of Eden. That might be true. Mm-hmm. All right, Coco Fresh, it's always a pleasure to have the Fresh Terror in the building. Would you mind?
Of course not.
Chatting with people. Let's see. Shirelle Thomas is looking away. She's not trying to get on today.
I was thinking about a question. I don't know what question.
I need to ask about that thing, the TV show.
All right. All right. Spirit, he's really excited about hopping the TV show. What can he look forward to? Oh, yeah. You're coming through as the King of Cups. So you are like a prime candidate for this. Somebody that's going to stand out. I'm getting that actually you're going to find somebody through that. I think they're just going to work through. So are you asking me, like, is this going to fall through? Is this going to come through? Yes. I got a woman that's going to help you with this, but I'm also feeling too, this woman has a strong attraction to you as well. You're going to be singled out a lot, and I do see some offers coming to you from this, but what Spirit is suggesting is you do more research. Get more because it's something about you not having a knowledge on this or research. You're going to be left like, I don't have no strong foundation. So it's just something about, like, Spirit is saying, know your shit. Because people, in some aspect of this, of the information that you're getting about this, is a lie. It's something that's lying, and you'll be tied to that. So it may be something about, like, you do this show, but you can't go do anything else. Of course, you know, a lot of shows do that. Like, you can't do something for a long time.
They want you to be exclusive, yeah.
Yeah, but it'll hurt you, and you'll feel like it's not enough. So I'm like, get some more research on this.
Now, is Hopgood going to be lifting up a 180-pound woman anytime soon?
Okay, Spirit, is Hopgood going to be lifting a big girl?
Oh, really?
Somebody is coming up, because with the Two of Diamonds, I got somebody is coming through. I think he's already in talks with somebody or something. I got a Two of Diamonds.
I think that lady is 200 pounds, though.
I got hot juggling between two different options. So if it hasn't come, it's
Hop coming. Always got bitches. I don't know. He be trying to be one.
That's a lie.
Hop got bitches.
Yeah, I keep getting the Two of Pentacles and the Two of Hearts. Like, you about to be joined with somebody. You're going to have two options. Yeah.
All right. One Act Drama. We want you to be happy. Is One Act Drama going to be happy?
I'm already happy. What you mean?
Yeah, happy about what?
Yeah.
I'm already happy.
We need her to be happy. She's going through a lot right now.
Because I'm happy. Okay.
Okay.
Your voice didn't sound happy. I'm already happy. What you mean?
My voice. My voice went out 3 weeks ago, and it's still not right. It's aggravating.
I think what's going on, well, what I pick up with drama right now is it's kind of like she's putting down, she's laying down a foundation. I feel like she's got a strong support system with the Four of Wands. And I'm also getting, too, I'm getting a feeling like I'm just over it. Like, I want all of this to be over. I feel like that somebody is throwing something at her. This could be like the ex or the, or something, but.
You know, you right on that, you know.
Okay. We talk. So. Somebody keeps throwing something at her and she's just like, I'm just ready for this shit to be over with, to the point to where she's like, I'm not even trying to just deal with it. I'm also getting to, there is a person that's coming through that is, whose money is on point. This may be an earth sign, but he's about to come through. I'm also getting to, when he comes though, he be telling lies.
I love you.
That is. Okay.
Not that kind of cum. I'm sorry.
Hey, a great, great show today. Coco
Wait,
Fresh.
Wait, jump on it. Pick my question.
Well, go ahead. I know you act like you ain't want to jump in.
No, you pick my question. You pick everybody else's question.
All right. Of course, we're always concerned with your health. We want to make sure you're feeling good. You look like you're you know, $1 million.
Thank you.
Shirley Thomas, how is her health and is she going to stay healthy?
Spirit, tell me about, okay, she's kind of obsessed with her health. That's what I'm getting. So, Shirley, I'm going to need you to kind of relax a little bit because I feel like you may be too hard on yourself. They're talking about like doing something to be around more feminine energy. Okay. That's what I'm getting. You are very assertive. And it's like aggressive energy with, you know, taking care of what you need to take care of. And I'm also getting to, like, be around more feminine energy. I'm also getting to be careful of a man or men that's gonna, that may be offering something and they not coming through or following through with that. Yeah, because you got a lot of people that's watching you, more people that's paying attention to you than you realize, but I do see the victory card as well. I just keep feeling like on the masculine end of men are just whoever, it's like the men are not really standing in to really stand for you. And I feel like it's more feminine energy that's coming in to support you. But I'm just hearing spirit saying like, be very light on yourself. Does this resonate?
Yes, okay. It does.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm getting
right,
you.
Let me throw this out there, Coco Fresh.
Okay.
I've been looking for this. Is my social media gonna take off?
Okay, Spirit, tell me about his social media. Tell me about Rodney's social media. What's gonna happen?
Or am I gonna be selling a lot of tickets? I want to be selling a lot of tickets. Is that you see like sold out shows in my future?
I get a tower moment. You need to be more official on that. I'm getting like either you need to step in more on it or you need to really hire somebody that do this. Like somebody like that's what I do. Because I just get like with the Four of Cups, that's like it's not enough. But I do get a tower moment when it's like you're going to break everything down and then somebody else stepping in. Because I'm feeling like at the currently you'll be disappointed. So I would strongly suggest hire someone that is official and also to talk to me because I can do some, well, we'll talk about that. You need to hire somebody official. I'm not talking about hire me, but you get some prayer and spiritual work behind that and it'll be selling through the roof with that.
Yeah.
But you need to get somebody official on it. That's what I get.
I mean, and you said spiritual. I really feel like that God is like going, nigga, ask me for what you want.
That's right. That's right.
Is that how he talked to you like he didn't have 3 Newports?
Man, hey, you talk to God like you talk to God, talk to God like I talk to God. And, like, God be like, nigga, just ask me. Ask me and say thank you. Say thank you when I do hook you up.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Coco Fresh, the Fresh Terror, is always it's always special to hear you break it
down.
Thank you. Very dope. Great last 5 minutes. A wonderful show today. Once we got rolling, I hit a fucking stupid ass button. and it was absolutely my fault. Shit.
Because your fingers look like little sausages.
You shut up. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, one-act drama. I used to finger a lot of ladies with these fingers.
Oh, gosh.
Hey.
The little guy.
You ain't been fingered till you've been fingered by a little fucking hot link hand.
Shout out to everybody over 40 that still get fingered.
Hey, that's one of my moves.
Bitches don't nasty. Talk like that to us.
Y'all nasty too.
Hey, you like old men. What you think you gonna get?
Yeah.
Nobody wants you.
I know. Don't want you either, little stinky little girl. Oh, young ass little stuff. Anyway, what a great show, man. One Act Drama. How do we stay in touch?
Follow me on social media, the number one, ACT Drama. If you're in the Dallas area, catch me next weekend with the amazing Coco Brown. I think we might be running a two-man, so pull up on us.
Oh, that's what's up.
Daniel Dugard just checked in. The legend, the Barry legend. Hollywood Hop, how do we stay in touch?
You can find me on Instagram, HollywoodHop_06, or on Facebook, Charles L. Hopgood.
Hey, he's in Dallas this week with his frat brothers, man. They're going to be out of control. Are you wearing your gold boots?
No, those are for the Cube, sir. That's
a Cube. Y'all got gold, too? Y'all got gold boots, too, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
They're not purple and gold, but they black and gold. Am I right?
No, sir. We graduated.
I'm leaving alone.
That was dirty. I'm sorry.
I've seen some alphas with some fucking gold boots in my life. I know I have.
No,
they
sir.
Wore for fashion, not no, for sir. Their fraternity.
No, sir.
Anyway. Coco Fresh.
I was fresh.
Oh, Coco follow Fresh. Me on Instagram, Coco Fresh Comedy and Tarot. My link is in the bio if you want to book a reading with me. Also on TikTok, The Fresh Tarot. My link is in that bio if you want to book with me. And also follow me on my YouTube channel, The Fresh Tarot. And I'll be going on there from time to time to do readings for people. Just like
don't hit the cancellation echo button. Don't do that.
I will not do.
Shirley Thomas, our resident, the sex therapist in the building.
Follow me.
How do we stay in touch?
On Instagram at Shirely Thomas, or you can find me on YouTube, Shirelle Thomas, or you can find me ShirelleThomas.com.
Yo, what a great show today, guys. Thank you so much. My name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live. This is show number 187. As I go into season 3, I'm going to move the show time back to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 1 p.m. I'm going to be moving the time back a little bit again.
Noon Central.
We'll be on, noon Central. It'll give my Central Time people a time to do what they got to do that day. And we'll be on for an hour then as well. So I just want to give y'all a heads up that that's coming down the pipe. Mad Love, Mad Respect, that is our show for the day. And wow, I'm excited about this. Good day.
Hey, see you guys.
Hit the button right here.
Rodney Perry.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen.